こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、古代エジプト人が神に捧げていた動物のミイラについて、マンチェスター博物館とマンチェスター大学が猫や鳥、ワニなどをかたどって布に包まれた800体分をスキャンにかけたところ、そのうち3分の1にミイラが入っていなかったことが判明しました。3分の1は実際に動物のミイラが入っており、保存状態が大変良好なことが確認されましたが、他の3分の1は動物の一部分しか入っておらず、残りの3分の1に至っては殻で、代わりに泥や棒切れ、卵の殻、羽などが入っていました。紀元前3000年から西暦200年頃までの間に、古代エジプト人が神への捧げ物として7000万匹の動物を殺してミイラにしたと推定されており、中には絶滅に追い込まれた種もいるとされています。今回の調査を受けてチームは、動物のミイラへの需要が高すぎて供給が追いついていなかったのではないかとした上で、体の一部だけでも神聖なものと捉えていた可能性があるため、一概に詐欺であったとは言えないと述べました。
Ancient Egyptians may have been involved in a mass scandal of offering their gods with boneless and largely incomplete religious offerings, according to researchers from Manchester Museum and the University of Manchester. The researchers scanned more than 800 mummified animals, from cats, birds, to even alligators,and found only about a third of the carefully wrapped religious offerings contained complete, well-preserved animal remains. Another third of the offerings only contained partial remains, and the rest of them were mostly filled with dirt, sticks, eggshells, and feathers. It is estimated that between 3000 BC and 200 AD, the ancient Egyptians sacrificed more than 70 million animals, some of them even going extinct as a result. The researchers speculate...that the high demand for animal sacrifices during this time period in Egypt may have led to the sale of mummies only containing partial remains. It is unclear, however, whether those purchasing the remains knew that the mummies did not contain complete remains of the animals.
そう、これいろんな意味で面白いよね。
うん。
そう、なんか古代エジプトっていうと、やっぱりそのミイラにする過程だったりとか、まあそのミイラを入れる入れ物だったりとか、すごくきちんと全部やって、うん、こう神のこととかもすごく、ね、きちんと崇めるみたいなさ、すごいなんか几帳面に全部きっちりやってるイメージだったんだけど、なんかカラッとかってなるとなんか、うん、そこまで、ね、これやんないと神に怒られるみたいなことを本気で思ってたわけでもなかったのかなっていう。
Such a fascinating culture、
ね、
So much mystery and,、
yeah.
and it'sThey were so incredibly knowledgeable、
mm.
about things and、yeah. had such a sophisticated like religion.
Yeah.
And
なんかさ、一回うちら見に行ったじゃん、スクロールみたいな。
うん。
それにもさ、なんか謎の生き物の、なんか覚えてない、傘みたいのかぶったみたいなさ、なんかちょっと可愛い、mm. 変なキャラクターみたいな。
Like what sort of character? You mean the Book of the Dead, right?
Yeah. It was like a.こういうなんかひし形なんか傘お化けみたいな感じので、目があって、これなんか妖怪みたいな、むしろ、
うん、
なんか本当の動物では絶対ないし、人間でもない何かみたいな、うん、いろんな変な生き物が描かれてたりとか、ね、
most of them are real、animals, or at least partsPartially real, like the
right, right.
human body, like owl head or
猫とか、ね、
hawk head or wolf head.
いや、そうで、なんか私あんまりこの動物のミイラについて、まあそんな注目したことなかったんだけど、なんかこの捧げ物としてこうわざわざ殺して、
mm.
ミイラにするのもあるし、死んじゃったペットを、まあ、大事にするっていう意味でずっと一緒に置いときたいとか、自分が死んだら一緒に埋めてほしいっていう意味でやるときと、あと自分が食べた動物とか、あとその死んじゃった人のご飯用にお肉を一緒に埋めるとか、そういうのもあったらしくて、なんか動物のミイラって言ってもいろいろ実は種類があるみたい。
うん、アリゲーター
。そうそう、なんか犬と猫はよく言うじゃん、
まあ、yeah.
一緒に捧げるとして。でも意外とね、なんかカモシカ、サル、マントヒヒ、 トキ、羊、牛、ネズミ、ガゼルとかライオンとか結構本当に何でもミイラにしちゃうミイラにしてたみたいで、結構でかいやつもだから面白くない、なんか結構王様がペットとして飼ってたそういうエキゾチックな動物とかを、まあ、死んじゃった時にミイラにするとかあったみたい。
Do you know if they had a particular technique for mummifying these animals? Because I know with humans they would they had very special tools designed for this,
right?
Where they would insert this weird stick through the septum or like through your nose,
yeah,
and like basically whip up your brain like like eggs.
なんかインディジョーンズでも出てくるよね、その話。なんか鼻から脳みそを出してみたいな。でなんか代わりに玉ねぎみたいなのを入れてたとかもあるよね。そのなんか腐るのを防ぐためとか。I don't really remember. But そうでもあるはず。なんか今どっかの大学かなんかの研究者の人がその昔に書かれてた方法を使って自然に死んだ鳥をミイラにするっていうなんか実験をしてて本当にできるかっていう。で結構まだなんか 1,2 年とかしか経ってないのかな、それが。だからまあ時間経たないと分かんないじゃん、なんだけどそういうのを実際やってる人たちもいるみたい。
Mummification is like a weird thing to do in the first place.
でしょ、超大変だしさ。
But there are mummies in other cultures too, aren't there?
日本もあるよね。あの日本はあのなんて言うんだっけ、あのお坊さんがさ即身仏だ、即身仏って Have you seen it? The monk mummies.
No.
So like即身仏っていう、もうなんていうの、そういう仏になるみたいな修行で、
they found some like super old monk mummies, huh?
地面の下に、はい、埋めるのなんか部屋みたいな、なんか冬眠みたいな感じで、そこになんか竹筒で息だけできるようにして、もう食べ物も食べない、水も飲まないみたいな感じでずっとこうやって座禅組んで、あの姿勢とかも本当こういう状態で目つぶって、でそのままもう死んでミイラになるの、すごくない？なんかそのさ精神力っていうかそのやる気やばいよ。
Well, think about how differently we people treat dead people in Japan now, where it's almost all cremation.
そうね、日本はね。
I think Okinawa is still different though.
Really?
I don't know. Because in Okinawa they have all those like they have these igloo looking tombs in the mountainside.
Okay.
And they're quite large, made of stone.
Okay. America はだってね、土葬だもんね。
Yeah, but cremation is becoming more popular in the States, I believe. But like even the tradition of like open caskets. Like people going to see the dead body before they bury the person.
Yeah.
The way that we treat people who die is like really interesting. It's so different between cultures, and it's like a.
そうね。なんか
there's no scientific basis for any of it at all. But it like makes sense for some reason.
もともとは多分その残された人が、まあ、気持ちの区切りをつけるために、まあ、お葬式とかさそういう埋める儀式とかあったのかなって個人的には思うけどね、なんか別にねもう死んじゃってる人はさ
It's not for that person
necessarily. そう何でもいいじゃん。だからとかなんかそのオープンキャスケットとかもさ、私だったら私が死んでる側だったら、まあ、死んでるから何も思わないとしても、なんかあんまそんな見られたくないもん。そう、死んでる顔をさ、なんかね、あんまそんな見なくていいよみたいな。そう。あとなんかその顔をやっぱり記憶に残っちゃうと嫌じゃない？なんか生きてる時の覚えててほしいよね。
You'd prefer to be mummified?
No. No. God, no. それ私ちっちゃい時からずっと思ってた。なんかミイラにだけはなりたくないってなぜか思ってて。
Why?
なんかさ、ずっと保存されてるっていうのが、なんか自分的には嫌だ。もう亡くなって分身に なって他の生き物とかになりたいもん。
It's crazy how old these mummies are.
Yeah, yeah. でもなんかマミー見てるとなんか不思議な気持ちにならない？なんか私あの大英博物館 British Museum に行くと、あのエジプトのセクションが結構でかいわけよ。で、あのすごいミイラとかもいっぱいあるの。
They have the largest exhibit for Egypt, don't they?
I think so.
Maybe in Egypt they probably.
で結構ね何時間でも入れるよあれ。 あの、うん、本当に楽しいんだけど、あのそういうミイラ見てると、このミイラの人って別に博物館で飾られるためにミイラになりたかったわけじゃないじゃん、
うん、
その昔の感じで言うとさ、その生き返った時に体が必要だからっていうことでミイラにしてたっていう建前じゃん一応。なのにこんなとこでなんか世界中の人に見られ、毎日ジロジロ見られるって、
so、this,
どうなんの。
The Egyptian culture or the Egyptian religion is gone now completely, right?
うん、あ、今もそれを同じのを信じてる人がいるかってことだよね。
Yeah, like where did it... I don't actually know...
どっか行っちゃったんじゃない。そうだからこのさ、年表っていうかあれも西暦今200年とか頃まで結構このミイラにするのが盛んだったみたいな。だからそっからどうやってさ、やっぱやめようってなったのかね。
うん。
専門家の人は、まあ一応セオリーみたいなのあるんだろうけど。
So the idea was that if you're buried with stuff that you can take that stuff with you to the afterlife?That was the, that's what they believe.
So,
right? There's like a, they would be like, put in a tomb with like a boat or something, and like fill the boat with a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
Like most of the, I don't know about most, but a lot of their writing, the hieroglyphs, is about their religion and their beliefs, and it's so abstract. It's so Egyptologists have had such a hard time deciphering, you know, what they're really trying to say. Like, we know what, more or less, like, what they're saying, but it's so abstract. It's so specific to their culture.
そうだよね。なんかヒエログリフもさ、どんどん変わってるもんね。なんか、あの、理解度がどんどん高まってきて、昔こう書いてあると思ったのが、やっぱり全然違ったとかさ、最近になって結構出てきたりするけど。
That I heard about Egypt is that the quality of their craftsmanship was, for most of the things, was better at the beginning of their civilization and deteriorated over time, which is kind of a weird phenomenon.
そうね。そう、でもなんか本当にその大博物館になんかライオンのでっかいなんか置物っていうか像があるんだけど、そこにヒエログリフが刻まれてんのね、石に。すっごい細かく。本当なんか写経みたいな感じで、耳なし芳一みたいな、ちょっと してるか分かんないけどなんかすっごい不思議な気持ちになる。なんか何のためにこれを作ったのかで、字の形もなんかすごい不思議だし、なんか暗号みたいな感じで、なんかこれ何みたいな。
Well, you know, I think we covered this at one point, maybe not, but there was the hieroglyphs thatexplained how they moved the blocks to actually construct the pyramids, supposedly.
Oh.
And it shows like they had these sleds, and there's a guy like pouring water in front of the sled. And for some reason, if you make the sand in front of the sled wet, then it'll like slide more easily with heavy stuff on it.
Okay.
That way the sand doesn't like pile up.
Ah, right, right, right. そうだよね、確かにね、どんどん砂だけが積み重なってて前に進まないもんね。
This is all like, we just see like one crude picture and then we make a guess about like what was happening thousands of years ago.
Right.
It's very difficult.
ね。そう。
Even now there's, I mean, there are people that believe that, I mean, we've talked about this before, but the pyramids and the Sphinx were constructed
way before,
you know, like 12,000-14,000 years ago.
Yeah.
People like John Anthony West or Graham Hancock,
right,
have done some interesting research on that subject. There seems to be some evidence for it, but I don't know.
だし、なんかその一時期ディスカバリーチャンネルでずっとやってたそのそれの特集とか見てると、もうそうにしか思えなくなってくる。
there's so much quackery about it, like.I've seen so many documentaries on Egypt. There's just so much stuff.
Yeah.
Like you'll never get to the bottom of it.
まあ、あと長いからね、期間が。なんか物もめちゃくちゃあるしさ、期間も長いから、それは難しいよね。なんかエジプトって何一概にくくれないというかさ、広すぎて。
Yeah, there are people that believe supposedly there were these like polished caps on the top of each pyramid.That were like metal or something.
Huh.
And someone was speculating like they like showed some crazy looking old dude, and he had created a replica of the pyramid out of some like metal wire frame,
okay,
and like put it in a device and like spun it at high RPMs and
what?
Was measuring like electromagnetic fields produced by this unique shape.
Okay. So he thinks the pyramids used to spin?
He thinks that structures that are made that way with that particular cap on it,
right,
are capable of producing some sort of electromagnetic field. I don't know. There's like weird, crazy speculation. Some people think that the Egyptians like had some sort of primitive light bulb invention to like
ね、そういうアーティファクトいっぱいあるもんね。なんか電球っぽいのとかネジとかさ、なんかね、でこれは何なんだろうみたいな。でなんかネジだっていう人もいれば、これはいや虫の化石ですっていう人もいたりして、なんかもうわけが分かんないから面白いよね。
And there's also the people that claim to have found like batteries and
and
other weird artifacts in the pyramids, but you know that could easily be left there by looters or something.
Right.Old parts みたいなね。
Yeah.
I like that stuff.
Old parts is really cool.
Yeah. 楽しいよね。
Yeah. But even without all the crazy speculation, I mean, the things that they did, it's pretty incredible. The 2.1 million stones in the pyramid, you know, and they've got stones in there that weigh, you know, 80 tons and more. Cut from a quarry, the distance from here to like Seoul, Korea.Like, how did you move a stone that far? That's nuts.
Yeah.
Especially back then.
そう、あとなんかそのミイラの話で言うと、結構なんかもう猫が、まあ、神格化してたっていうのもあって、すごい大事にしてたし、飼ってたわけだから、だからその動物のミイラの中でも猫のミイラが一番ちゃんと何丁寧に作ってあったりとか、その入れ物も、外側の入れ物もすごいあのちゃんと丁寧に作ってたりとかして、なんかその動物の中でもランキングっていうかさ、面白いよね。
Cats are up there in Egypt.
そう、そうで、なんかその当時あのいた家畜っていうか、まあペットにされてた猫っていうのがリビア山猫っていう猫で、まあそれが今日本にいる猫の先祖じゃないかみたいに言われてるわけなんだけど、その写真見ても本当に今日本によくいるサバトラみたいな灰色のさ、シマシマっていうか、あのよく外にいるのと本当にめちゃくちゃ似てんの、もうそのままじゃんみたいな、それのちょっと手足を長くしたみたいな面白いよ。なんか全然こう野生の、なんか野生の猫ってちょっと違うじゃん、こうサーバルキャット、
サーボル、
いやみたいなのとかってさ、ちょっと
アフリカンサーボル、
うん、とかちょっとなんかチーターっぽかったぽい顔してたりとか、なんか顔つきがちょっと違うじゃん。でもこれは本当に今の猫とマジ同じだよ。So I was like,
Well, look at the Sphinx. It's a giant cat. Who else has made a cat that big?
確かにね。
It's the biggest cat.
猫好きすぎ。
It's the biggest cat there is.
そうだね。
Right?
そうだね。猫フレンドリーだったんで。はい。次。狂牛病、エボラなど。動物や食品、地名などに関連した病名について WHO は今後新しく発見された病気に名前をつける際は避けるように勧告しました。アルツハイマーなどの人名や豚インフルエンザ、ウエストナイル熱など特定の動物や地域名が入ることによって誤ったネガティブなイメージが広がるのを防ぐため、今後は症状や病原体の名前を使うなど正確性と責任を持って名前をつけるよう科学者や国の機関、マスコミに求めています。
The World Health Organization has recently issued new guidelines intended to discourage the naming of newly discovered diseases with words like mad cow disease or Ebola, names that are not neutral, scientifically relevant or generic. According to the World Health Organization, names like Alzheimer's disease, swine flu and West Nile virus distort the way that these diseases are perceived by the public, and therefore the medical community should be more deliberate in attributing relevant attributes such as symptoms or the names of pathogens to disease nomenclature.
そう、まあなんかだいたい狂牛病とかもそうだけど、それが最初に発生した地域の人たちが名前をつけるから、 あの別にこう世界で話し合って決めてるとかじゃないから、yeah. もうそのローカルの人が個々に気をつけるしかないみたいな話なんだけど、yeah. 結構いっぱい種類あるよね。日本脳炎とか鳥インフルエンザとか、まあ、水俣病とかそういう公害系はだいたいそういう地域の名前がついてるし、あと何年か前にあのノロウイルスっていうのを日本のなんかノロさんっていう人が、あのノロウイルスって本当はノーワークバイルスじゃん、だからノロウイルスって呼ばずに本当の本来のノーウォークウイルスって呼んでほしいみたいなのをなんか、うん、あの訴えたりとかしてたんだけどね。まあ確かにね。
What about like 0157? Like what is that? What is that?
あれは病原体の名前だよね多分、
うん、
だからそういう方がまあ望ましい、 WHO 的には望ましいって言ってるんだと思う。
Yeah, I mean it doesn't really communicate anything to the person thathere's that name though, you know, it doesn't has nothing to do with its symptoms or
そうね、まあでもみんな知ってるもんね、O157 って言われたら何かっていうのはさ、
うん、
だからあれもさ、最初何かいわれとかからさ移った人が多かったりしたじゃん、だからそこでなんかかいわれ病とかさ名前つけられてると、やっぱだとしたらかいわれの売り上げが下がるとかさ、かいわれ育ててる人が打撃を受けると か, だからそういうことになっちゃうからっていうことだよね。
Is this in response to the reaction that people had to Ebola, you think?
うん、だと思うよ。エボラも川の名前だもんね、だから、
People were freaking out in the United States. I mean it was potentially serious if there had, you know, been some sort of horrible, I don't know, the airborne jump. Whether or not that was possible is debatable.
Right.
But it being called Ebola probably didn't help.
そう、なんかその地域のイメージがなんか一気に悪くなっちゃうから、
yeah.
まあね、その地域にもともと住んでる人とかはすごい迷惑なんだろうね。まあ狂牛病とかそういうのもそうだけど。Yeah, I hadn't really thought about this.I think it's interesting. なんか特に人名とかだとさ、まあ、大人になると別にって思うけど、子供の時とか絶対いじめられるじゃん。なんかマミウイルスとかさ、そういうのが流行ってて、マミが学校行ったら絶対言われるじゃん、マミウイルスとかさ。なんか大人になったらさ、そんなことでバカにするとかアホらしくて思いもつかないけど、子供だったらかなり切実だよね。
Well, I don't know if that's I mean, I guess that is a factor, but it's probably not the worst.
アルツハイマーさんとかもさ、なんていうの、この見つけた人がアルツハイマーさんだったからアルツハイマーって名前につけたわけだけど、この本人は良かった、嬉しかったかもしれないけど、自分の功績だから。でもね、全世界のアルツハイマーさんはさ、迷惑を被ってるかもしれないもんね、そうやってなんか言われたりして。
It just makes more sense to use more neutral.Relevant nomenclature.
そうだね。
I think it makes sense. The only thing is, I hope they're not actually regulating the naming themselves, are they? The World Health Organization.
No. そう、これただのガイドラインというか、勧告だから、別にこうなんかこれを破ったからってなんか誰かが罰せられるとかもちろんないんだけど、だからやっぱマスコミとかその地域の人とかが最初、あと科学者。最初に名前つけるときに、まあ、ちょっと気をつけようねっていうのを、まあ、みんな分かっててねみたいなこと。
What if the person that discovers a disease wants that credit, you know? Like if I discover a star, then I get to like name the star.
Yeah. だからたださ、そのアルツハイマーとかもそうだけど、その人だけじゃないじゃん、その名字使ってんのが。だから他のアルツハイマーさんのことを考えましょうってことじゃない。だから本人はさ、自慢できるからいいけど。
I guess so.
他の人、しかも大体病気だからさ、イメージ悪いじゃん。なんかそれによってアルツハイマーっていう名字をみんなが羨ましがるとかではないじゃん、いいなーみたいな、私もアルツハイマーさんと結婚してアルツハイマーって名字に絶対なりたいみたいなことではないじゃん、
yeah. I guess naming your discoveries like after yourself is kind of a weird ego thing too、
まあ、星とかね、恐竜とかさ、まあ、そういうのは別に何でもいいのかもしれないけど、病気はさすがにね、ちょっと違うよね。
It's weird how we name things.
Yeah.
Like why are things called what they're called? It's an interesting.
ね、しかも言語によって全然違うしね。
I think sometimes it's similar.
Well, if it's based on the same language, I mean, like Latin とか, then it's similar. But in most cases, だから日本語と英語とかさ、 離れてたらもう全然違うじゃん。Mm-hmm.
Well, I think there might be some similarity due to like、the feeling that, I mean, I think we've talked about this before, but the feeling that certain sounds have or certain things、mm-hmm. have may、make it more likely that they're using、ね、like a soft sound to describe、yeah. a certain thing.
なんかさ、犬とか猫とかってさ、大体の言語で結構短い名前なんだよね。
Yeah, well, I think things that were named,
things
that were, yeah, named early on are going to have shorter, more simple, because、hmm. dog and cat are like, you know, these are things, creatures that were domesticated、cow. A long time ago,、
yeah.
probably even when language was in its infancy, so.
Like cow and pig and, yeah.
Yeah, and stuff we find out about a lot.More recently, like a velociraptor, it's going to be a more complex,、
yeah.
you know, more.
でも難しいよね、名前つけるの。なんかさ、全然見たことない動物がいて、はい、名前つけて何でもいいよって言われて難しくない？その猫とか犬とか今あるからあれだけどさ、そんなの、
hmm.
全然思いつかない。
That might be an interesting experiment to create、animals that don't exist.And ask people to name them、
ね、
and see if there's any patterns between the way that people name things that they've never seen before.
ね、なんか恐竜とかはさあれじゃん、そのラテン語のこう意味から取ってたりとかするじゃん。なんかこれはなんか歯っていう意味とかさ、これは卵とかなんか。だからまあそういうのはねいいけど、it's weird.、
Yep.
次、個人の体内や皮膚に生息する細菌は。DNA と同様に個人を特定する手がかりになることが米科学アカデミー企業で発表されました。ハーバード大学が史上初の試みとして細菌から個人を特定することがどの程度可能なのかを調べました。体内細菌は個人の遺伝子、年齢、食生活、居住地、健康状態、発達の仕方などによって大幅に異なります。120人の皮膚、口内、便、性器のサンプルを調査したところ、便のサンプルは特に信頼性が高く、サンプル採取から1年後でも腸内バクテリアで最大 86% の人を特定できました。サンプルの照合が不可能な場合でも違う人が特定されてしまう誤認識はほとんど発生しませんでした。
A new study published in PNAS has found that individuals have a unique signature in the form of a microbiome that can be used to identify them in more or less the same way that DNA can, as each person's microbiome is influenced by a wide range of factors, including DNA, age, diet, health, how you grow up, and where you live. The researchers involved in the study, from the Harvard Public School of Health, collected skin, saliva, stool, and other body samples from 120 people,in order to analyze their microbiomes and found that even after a year after the samples were taken, they were able to identify 86% of the people from their microbiomes. Additionally, they were able to do so without producing false matches.
そう、なんか今は DNA と指紋とかを使って犯人を特定したりとかしてるんだけど、これを使えば、まあだから人間の DNA 全くなしでもう個人が特定できるっていう。
So, can they do this from a single sample of like just skin or just saliva?
なんか多分できるけど、腸内のやつが一番精度が高くて、なんか他のその唾液とか皮膚とかだとその正確度が結構ガクンと下がる、
hmm.
からそれだけだともしかしたら、まあ、100% この人ですとかは全然もちろん言えないわけなんだけど。Hmm.で、あとその今まだこれが、まあ、できますっていうのが分かったばっかりというか、だから今だとその500人から1000人の中からの識別は可能だけど、それより数が大きくなるとちょっとなかなか難しいかもしれない、うん、でもこれアルゴリズム使ってるから、あのこの間のなんだっけマイクロソフトのやつみたいにデータが集まれば集まるほど、
うん、
あの分母が大きくなっても識別できるようになるみたいな。
Well, to identify something or someone, you would have to have an existing sample of their microbiome,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So, だからなんかイェール大学の人が出してたコメントだと、なんかテロリストとかがなんかこう洞窟とかで、まあビンラディンみたいな感じで逃げ回ってる時に、mm. その洞窟の中に残された あの、まあ、なんか触ったりとかさ、その中で排泄したとかなんかいろいろするわけじゃん、暮らしてるうちに。だからそこに残された細菌をチェックすればそのテロリストをトラックできるかもしれないみたいなとかは言ってた。
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what if I drink, like, you know, there's a lot of probiotic products now.
Right.
Like kombucha or Yakult or whatever.
Mm, yeah.
these are going to change your microbiome, aren't they?
そう、でもさ、なんか、
or at least your gut bacteria.
でもさ、1年後でも最大 86% の人を特定できるってことはさ、そんなにだから1年間で、まあ、食生活とか変わったとしてもドラスティックに全部が変わっちゃうっていうわけじゃないんじゃない、
うん、
まあ、だから残りのその 20% 弱の人はそれが変わっちゃったから分からなかったのかもしれないけど、
so、maybe if you commit a crime and they have like your skin and saliva microbiome samples or something,
you just have to eat entirely yeah, different things.
You just chug packs of Yakult every day and you can kind of like
そうだね。
hide your microbiome identity.
ね、どういうふうにそれ仕組みがどうなってるのかちょっと分かんないからだけど、確かにそれが可能だとしたらね、こうなんかシステムを騙すというかさ、
うん、
なんか見逃してもらうためにどうしたらいいかみたいなとかも出てきそうだけど、なんかね、その人が触ったキーボードとか人が触ったネズミとか生き物とかからも分かるんだって、
うん、
面白くない？ネズミってみたいな、だから誰がこのネズミを触ったかみたいなのも分かっちゃう。It's so weird, but it's real.
There's an interesting trend. There's been a lot of research done on the health of your gut biome.
うんね、日本でもかなり話題になっているこの腸内細菌がこう何性格を変えるとかさ、yeah. まあね、デブ菌とか言って太りやすくなるとかね、mm.
And like certain things you eat can be bad for it、
mm.
Your diet definitely has a lot to do with it. And in turn, supposedly the health of your gut influences your mental health.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's some correlation between the state of your gut biome andLike、depression.
そう、なんかそう、うつ病とか特にそのだからセロトニンが足りなくなってなるわけだけど、セロトニンが作られるのが腸内なんだよね、意外と脳内じゃないっていう、だからそう、意外そう、今まで思われてたより腸っていうのはすごく大事なんじゃないかっていうのは最近すごいメディアでも言われてるけど、
Yeah, and it influences your cortisol levels as well, supposedly.
ストレスのね、そうで、なんかこれでこのなんか細菌、みんなが飼ってる細菌についてってなんかそこまでやっぱ分かられてないから、どこまでの情報がそれで分かっちゃうのかっていうのもいまいちよく分かってないんだけど、少なくとも 性感染症 STD にかかってるかどうかっていうのはこの細菌を見るだけで分かっちゃうんだって。
Interesting.
そうだからとか、まあ病気にかかりやすいリスクとかだから最終的にその今の DNA 並みの個人情報がもしかしたら入ってるかもしれないとなると、それをこうやってデータベースとかにしちゃうのはどうかみたいな、そういうプライバシーの問題も、まあ、出る可能性があるっていう。
The most interesting thing about this for me is just the fact that, I mean, you think of yourself as like one person, one organism.
Yeah.
But none of us are really one organism.
Mm.
We're a strange sort of like encapsulated ecosystem of like weird tiny bacteria and
right.
this all these, you know, this microbiome is with us.
Yeah.
And it's necessary.
Yeah.
For to maintain our health, for our livelihood.
So.
You know, so it's this weird symbiotic relationship that exists on a microscopic level, and there's it's not a small amount either、
うん、
you know it's a lot、ね、of bacteria.
しかもさ、なんかさ、写真見たことある？なんか顔に、人間の顔に住んでるなんかバクテリアのなんか細菌だかのなんかめっちゃドアップにした写真みたいな、
うん、
すごいよ、本当にもう動物だよ、あの何、顔があって足がいっぱい生えてて虫みたいな感じなんだけど、なんかパッと見グロいんだけど、よく考えるとちょっと可愛く思えてくるみたいな、
なんか、I don't think so.
こんな、なんかこんな動物、だからミジンコみたいなのだったらまだわかるじゃん。なんかどこが顔かなみたいな、わかりにくいやつだったらなんとなく想像できるけど、こんななんか顔があって足が生えててみたいな、こんな動物みたいのが顔にいっぱい住んでんだって思うと、なんかちょっと愛着が湧いてくるっていうか、ありがたいなみたいな、可愛く見えるからちょっと見てみて、多分ググったらすぐ出るよ。めっちゃいっぱいあるよ写真、なんかすごいいろんな種類の。
There's some weird looking animals that are really, really, really small.
そう、like、本当にそう。
There's like a weird bear looking one with like whiskers on its face. Do you know the tiny like bear
what?
thing?
Is that how small is it?
Microscopic.
Oh, what?
But it looks like a bear.
あ、なんか目はないけどクマみたいなやつ。
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. yeah. I've seen that. そう、可愛くないなんか。こんなのが住んでんだみたいな。
It's so like the it's like ちゃんとできてるよね。
そうそう、なんか本当エイリアンみたいだよ。
It looks like it has evolved in the same way that much larger things do.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it has legs and it like
そうそう
it you know.
そう、本当動物と同じだから。
It's just a difference of scale.
そうだから、なんかよくよく見てると、そうキモいとかじゃないなみたいな、なんか可愛い。そんなのがね、いっぱい住んでるんだから。
It's just one example of how interconnected everything is.
Yeah.
It's just everything's so incredibly interconnected. Just down to the smallest levels.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
ね、なんか無意識だけどね、そういう細菌とかさ、別に自分では分かんないじゃん。でも一緒に共存してるっていうか、お互いがいないと生きられないから。Yeah, it's fun. Like, I love looking at those pictures.
次。 Scientists from Yale University and Harvard University have discovered a way to reverse evolution in chicken embryos, turning their beaks into dinosaur-like snouts, as detailed in a study published in the journal Evolution. The finding comes after 8 years of research dedicated to the chicken beak. In order to reverse evolution, the scientists released a chemical into a patch of cells that they determined would become the bird's face, interfering with proteins involved in the development of beaks. The embryos failed to develop beaks and instead developed rounded, unfused bones like a dinosaur's head. This implies that birds have a certain DNA sequence that regulates these proteins in a particular way, different from other animals.
イェール大学とハーバード大学が鶏の進化を逆行させ、くちばしを恐竜の口のようにすることに成功しました。8年間に及ぶ鶏のくちばしの研究からこの結果に到達しました。進化を逆行させるには、胎芽の時点で鳥の顔になる部分の細胞に化学物質を注入し、くちばしの発達に必要なタンパク質に影響を与えます。胎芽はくちばしを作ることができなくなり、代わりに恐竜のように丸みを帯びた口先になりました。このことから、鳥類は他の動物と違い、特定のタンパク質を制御する DNA 配列を持っていることが分かります。はい、質問なんですけど、
yeah.
なんでこの最後の文章、なんで他の動物と違ってっていうのが分かるの、どういうこと。
Because they develop beaks. It's just these particular proteins. And this is just this is what is speculated by the researchers.
Okay.
They believe that proteins FGF8 and LEF1 are very much involved in birds developing beaks rather than the snouts that their ancestors had.
Right.
So in that way, they must have a certain DNA sequence that regulates those particular proteins differently than other animals. And the bones involved, I forget what they're called, but the bones that become the beak, they exist in a lot of, in like most animals, I believe. I think humans actually have those bones too, like above some teeth. Yeah.
え、なんかさ、これ進化を逆行させるって言ってるけど、その化学物質を注入することによって恐竜がどう デベロップしたかと同じ状態になるするってこと？それともただ見た目が似たようになるっていうだけってこと？どういうこと？
Well, these researchers believe that they have essentially undone an evolutionary change that occurred in dinosaurs. However, there are other scientists that believe that, that the chemical that they injected into this patch of cells only caused damage that, that produced a malformed version of the head. We don't know who's right at this point.
Okay.
But it's very likely that these researchers are correct.
じゃあその恐竜が育つ過程の中で、まあ、顔が口先ができるわけじゃん、それと同じ状態にニワトリを持っていくことができたっていうこと？
Basically.
Okay.
I don't know. It's weird.
なんかさ写真あるじゃん、あの骨の。
Well, there's no picture of the actual embryos that failed to develop beaks.
What's that picture then?
Which picture?
Is that like image? なんかスケルトンの picture. なんか they had a picture of a
like
a chicken?
Prehistoric like bird or something.
Oh, was it? なんか I saw the picture with like 3個イメージがあって、一番左にニワトリの頭の骨、一番右がワニの骨があって、真ん中にその今回のこういう風になりますみたいなあの骨があって、確かにそのワニにちょっと近い鳥というよりもだからこう先っぽが尖ってなくて丸くなってて、であのこの何インフューズ、さっきマイケルも言ってたけど2つの骨が、まあ、ちょっと間が空いてる状態で、まあ、口ができてるっていう感じだったけど、まあ、そのニワトリにしたら迷惑だよね。It's like whoa。
I think they should, let one of these things like develop and hatch, I think. I mean, scientists always...
So they didn't do this because of the ethical reasons, or...
I don't know. There was nothing specifically said about why there wasn't a, you know, a fully grown chicken with a dinosaur head. Like, they didn't explain why that didn't happen. It's possible that the embryos would have failed to develop. They could have prevented the embryos from developing. Maybe the embryos did develop and they're not telling anyone. I don't know.
But, so someone's keeping it as a pet?
But it's interesting how, you know, birds are the only things really, you know, one of the only things that survived from that time period.
Right.
Like pterodactyls, I think, survived the death of the dinosaurs and birds did. And so birds developed an interesting, they're unusually intelligent for their brain size. Birds are. Look at how small a crow's brain is. But think about how intelligent a crow is compared to like most other animals. I mean, there's videos on YouTube of crows doing things that a 10-year-old child would barely be able to figure out, maybe.
Yeah.You know, よくねあの電車の線路にあの石とか置いてこう脱線させる遊び。
I saw that at Asagaya Station the other day. I saw a crow put a like a rock or a seed or something on the train tracks.
Okay. あれ本当に危ないんだよね。だから、まあ、人間は困るけど、まあ、カラスはやっちゃう。あとキラキラしたものを集めたりね、巣に。なんかキラキラしたものが好きとか、面白いよね。
It's amazing how similar they are to dinosaurs if you look at the anatomy.
面白いよね。うちらが子供の時はさ、爬虫類から、爬虫類が、まあ、あの恐竜 の,、まあ、その進化の先ですみたいなさ、話だったじゃん。で、なんかまあ見た目もちょっと、ね、似てるし、ワニとかって言ってたけど、今はもうね、鳥でしたっていうのが主流だもんね。
Look at ostriches.
Yeah.
Ostriches look like dinosaurs.
Yeah, でかいしね。
the legs, the body, the like
yeah.
the
首が長くて、
like little,
頭がちっちゃいし、ね。
Little raptors with beaks.
Yeah.
Little fluffy raptors with beaks.
Yeah. そうね。恐竜。あとさ、最近一番最新の T-Rex の、あの予想図みたいなの見た？一番新しいやつ。その実はちょっと羽が生えてましたみたいなのあったじゃん、それのもっと先の一番新しいやつはもう モンスターハンターみたいだよ。なんかポケモンとかモンハンみたいな、もうなんかふさふさ、ふわふわで、ふわふわでめっちゃカラフルで、まあその色はね、ちょっとどこまでなの、うん、何か証拠に基づいてるのかちょっと微妙だけど。
Is it based on something? Is there some reason for this?
Yeah, yeah, like なんかその、まあ、羽が生えてたんじゃないかっていうかさ、ふわふわだったんじゃないかみたいなのは、まあ、最近いろいろ言われてるじゃん。うん、なんかそれを元に T-Rex の見た目を、まあ、いろいろ合わせてファクターを、こうだったんじゃないかっていう最新の集めた結果こうなりましたっていうのがあって。
But I've never understood like why would dinosaurs have feathers exactly?
I don't know.
Because there are a lot of old animals like alligators. Alligators
yeah, yeah, yeah.
are really really old.
Yeah.
There's no feathers on alligator. Well, I guess yeah, they're kind of different. Like the, I guess you know it's like the what do you call it? The dinosaurs, their legs come straight down. And then there's like the type where the legs come out the sides, and those are like
right.
not dinosaurs.
Right, right. So, 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 so.
But,
that's, なんか,
but
その,
I don't know.
要は骨だけ見てすごい獰猛そうだとしても、実際獰猛に見えたかどうか、肉がついた状態で獰猛に見えたかどうか分かんないわけじゃん。だかいつも言ってるけど、カバの骨だけ見て、カバ知らない人が骨だけ見たら相当のもう獰猛なめちゃくちゃ怖い見た目の動物だと思うと思うんだよ。ただいろいろ肉とか皮とかがつくと意外と別にそうでもないっていう。だからまあ猫とか犬とかもそうじゃん。やっぱ 歯がすごいからさ、すごいなんか本当ワニみたいなだったんじゃないかって恐竜とかも思ったかもしれないけど、だから羽とかも生えてた、なんか羽とかまあ毛が生えてて色もついてたりとかってなると、意外とその今まで思ってたようななんかこうレプタイルに近いあの恐ろしい見た目じゃなかったのかもしれないよね、本当に。
Well, they're so large, they're still scary as shit, even if they're feathery. But,
it makes a huge difference.
Feathers play a really important role in flight. And most of these dinosaurs did not fly. I just haven't done enough research, but I don't really understand like the evolutionary basis for them having feathers. It just doesn't make sense to me unless
right.
they evolved from something that was flying, which doesn't make sense either.
But,
we know that's not true.
But then again, not all the birds fly.
Well, yeah, but they
so, you know,
even
it
birds
it doesn't mean that birds that don't fly can have feather, right?
But
or
I think
fur.
Birds that don't fly evolved from birds that flew, because only the birds that flew survived the extinction event
right.
of the dinosaurs.
Yeah,
no?
I have no idea.
Anyways, back to this dinosaur-headed thing. Imagine if we did this to like an ostrich.
Yeah.
And we did it to parts of the ostrich other than the head. You know, you can ride an ostrich.
Mm.
You can ride
見たことある。なんか行ってきゅうとかでさ、なんかダチョウの上に乗ってレースするみたいな。
Yeah.
なんかどっかの国で、もう大人の男の人がみんな乗ってムチみたいなのでさ。
It's、crazy.
Yeah, みたいな。
So you could like ride a dinosaur almost. Almost.
Yeah, yeah. I mean they're big enough, right?、Mm.
So they think if they look into the genetics of other animals, like alligators and、mm. other old animals that.Are somewhat related to dinosaurs,
right?
That they can get more and more information on how to do this to various parts of these animals, and maybe create some sort of a freak hybrid de-evolved chicken raptor thing.
Yeah,
that will creep everyone out.
そうだね。Jurassic Park 的な。I can't wait for Jurassic World. I'm so excited.
It looked the trailer looks terrible,
but it kind of doesn't matter.
if
like, it's good or bad, it doesn't really matter.
No, in the trailer,、
matter.
He like teams up with the raptors or something. Like, I'm sorry.
What? Really?
Yeah. He,
そんなシーンあったっけ?
He's like, I forget what it was. He's like on a motorcycle or something, and the raptors are like running with him.
Oh,
and there's, I don't
like,
know.
Cooperating with each other.
Because they're fighting against the genetically enhanced.Hybrid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like,、yeah. come on. Raptors are scary enough. You don't have
like,
to
Because Jurassic Park is always kind of famous for depicting raptors incorrectly.、Jurassic
well,
Park
is an old movie.
そう、ジュラシックパークのラプターってめっちゃでかいじゃん、
うん、
なんか本当に人間以上のでかさだけど、うん、まあ実際は鶏ぐらいとかちっちゃかったらしいっていうのも分かってるし、
I don't think it was that small
but like we saw I think we saw the bones together like somewhere it was pretty small it was nothing like the ones in Jurassic Park and also なんかジュラシックパーク2とかになってくるとさ、もうなんか they are smiling at each other and they're like hunting together and they'recommunicating and you know they're like smirking and stuff
well that's entirely possible there's definitely going to be some sort of like if there were raptors they would probably hunt
I'm
in
sure
packs.
They were communicating with each other but not like smirking like humans
maybe birds are smart maybe
I don't know but yeah I'm excited it's coming out soon right I think I mean like I see trailers on Japanese TV now soI feel like it's going to come out soon. Woohoo.
One of our friends is in that movie? Or was that, was that for real?
I don't know. I remember that. Because they were shooting it in Hawaii, right?
Hmm.
I don't know.
To keep... Leading psychologist at Stanford University, Philip Zimbardo, claims that young men are in the midst of a masculinity crisis brought on by the excessive use of video games and pornography.Zimbardo led a study involving 20,000 young men analyzing the effect of these two things on their lifestyle and mental health. And he said, this is in quotes, now, with freely available pornography, which is unique in history, they are combining playing video games and as a break, watching on average 2 hours of pornography a week. According to the study, the widespread addiction to video games and pornography is altering the reward systems of the brain.Additionally, Zimbardo suggests that porn addiction contributes to something called PIED, or porn-induced erectile dysfunction. Zimbardo places blame on parents who allow their child to play video games excessively alone in their rooms, as well as on the American media, which depicts men as being undesirable slobs who only want to get laid.
スタンフォード大学の心理学者フィリップ・ジンバード氏がテレビゲームや AV の使いすぎにより若い男性が男性らしさについて混乱していると懸念を示しました。ジンバード氏は2万人の若い男性を対象に研究を行い、ゲームや AV がライフスタイルやメンタルヘルスに与える影響を分析しました。ネットの普及によりいつでも簡単に AV が見られるというのは歴史上でも新しい現象です。その結果、テレビゲームの合間に休憩として AV を見る人が増え、平均で1週間に2時間ほど AV を見ているそうです。テレビゲームや AV を見すぎると脳の報酬系が影響を受けます。さらに AV への依存が PIED という一種の ED、勃起不全を起こすと考えられています。ジンバード氏は一人で部屋でテレビゲームができる環境を子供に与えている親やセックスばかり求めているかのように男性を描くアメリカのメディアにも注意を促しました。どういうメディアそれ Depicting men as being undesirable slobs who only want to get laid 何の話してんだろう。
Reality の話です。I don't know.
Reality TV shows? Like
what? Oh no, I meant like
I don't know what he's what kind ofmedia or shows
well,
he's
that,
referring to.
That part, I think, is just his opinion
right,
based
right.
on what he sees in the American media.
Right.
It's probably true to some extent. I mean, look at the characters that are on television. It's not like, you know, generally well-mannered men that aren't interested in getting laid. I mean, if you look at movies and TV shows and reality television, it's like, you know, wildness. And there's something weird that happens when you film people too that probably doesn't help.
そっか。なんかウォーキングデッドのダロみたいにこうイケメンでマッチョなのに女にあんまり興味ないみたいなのがいるとちょっと珍しいからキャって思うもんねやっぱ。
I haven't really seen that show. I tried to watch it, but it was terrible. So
it's fun. Anyway, そっか。週に2時間ほどの AV。
少な
もうでも映画ぐらいの長さだよねだから
<Yeah.
S 2> 2時間というと、
yeah. so this,
最近こういう研究多いよねその AV,、まあ、AV がすごいとかポルノがネットに氾濫しすぎだからそれをやっぱ見すぎると何らかの影響が ないとも言えないんじゃないかみたいなさ、
うん、
あの研究、まあ、本当にそれ賛否分かれてるけどね、なんか別にいいじゃんっていう研究もあれば、いやいや良くないっていうのもあるし。
Yeah, I mean, it, I think it also depends on the person. I think some people can probably do it and they're fine, and some people、
まあ、生活にもよるよね。ずっと家にこもって AV ばっかり見てるのとさ、同じ量見てても、まあ、別に外にも出て健康に暮らしてるのと違うだろうし、
Well, the, he's saying that、peopleA lot of young men are staying at home、playing video games all the time. And to take,
off
a,
in between.
Yeah, they take a break from video games to jerk off、
oh,
and、
God.
They go back to playing video games.
Yeah.、
just doing that by itself, that's already like the, a bad.
So,
that's like just the fact that you're not doing something、more enriching in your、life is already like.
Enriching.
Seems problematic.、but yeah, he's saying that it actually alters the reward systems in your brain.、And, but, you know, it, I think it could be、pachinko or it could be...
そうね。
You know, there's other things that it could be.
Yeah.、なんか AV の内容とかにもさ、やっぱよると思わない？なんか
How so?
なんか思うんだけど、その AV で結構過激なこととかをしてても人間ってすぐ慣れちゃうから、見慣れてくるとそれが普通だ、普通になっちゃうじゃん。な、何でもそうだけど、別に AV じゃなくてもそうだけど、だからさ、なんかこうそれを、まあ、この人の話ではさ、まあ、家にこもってる男性が問題 が、ね、あるっていう話だけど、まあ、こもってなかったとしてもさ、その AV で見すぎた何か過激なことをその実生活でやるみたいなさ、傾向が高まるみたいな、ありそうじゃない？なんか見てる人と見てない人で絶対違うじゃん、発想が。It's like I see like anal sex a lot on like I don't watch it, but I see that they exist a lot、on the internet. And なんかやっぱさ、その anal sex のビデオが大量に置いてあるのをところを見るとさ、なんかどんだけみんなエイノセックス普通にやってんだよみたいな気持ちになってくるわけじゃん、とかなんか特定のそういうフェチみたいなとかがいっぱいあればあるほどさ、なんかそれが普通みたいに思えてくるわけじゃん。特に若い子とか子供とかだとさ、だからそれなんか I don't know
I don't know I think just you know there's a certain amount of anything that you probably shouldn't dodo. You know, there's limits of, like, you know, whether it's video games or not, like, you can overdo it with a lot of different things, you know.
But
this claim that there's a masculinity crisis is really interesting to me, because this is a topic that comes up in Japan sometimes with the soushoke danshi, vegetable eating man.
Monday. その英語、はい。ありますけど、
草
食男子ね。そうだね、なんか日本とアメリカでもまたこれも全然違うじゃん、その理想の男性像みたいなさ、このメディアが描く理想がもうそもそもね、日本とアメリカも全然違うしさ、だから、なんていうの、メディアとか住む国によって理想としなきゃいけないとされるものが全然違うから、それによって苦しんでる人がもしいるとしたらもうかわいそうだよね。
One interesting thing about this is this psychologist, this Zimbardo, he's actually the guy that did the 1971、Stanford prison experiment that we've talked about、several times.
あの映画のやつ?
The one where they took、people、and divided them into two groups, and these guys are the prisoners, and、these guys, you know.
あ、そうなんだ。
He did that.
有名な人なんだね、
Yeah, he's a, a highly regarded、character in that field、
so I guess people should listen to him.
I don't know. I mean, he's also old. I mean, if he did that study in 1971, he's probably old, like really old, and he's gonna have some、he may have some conservative slant to、his thinking、there's a quote from one of the subjects of the study, and they said, when I'm in classI'll wish I was playing World of Warcraft. When I'm with a girl, I'll wish I was watching pornography. because I'll never get rejected.
Really? Does he mean this?
I think a lot of guys feel this way.
What?
I think really? A lot of guys feel this way where like they can't be bothered to chase girls because you know the way.
でもさ、だってさ、自分で AV 見ながらやるのと実際女の子とセックスするのって結構違う体験じゃない？
Oh well, he's saying you know if he's like trying to get laid. It's a very stressful process for someone who's like a video gaming nerd, right? If you're some hikikomori video gaming nerd that's inherently antisocial,
right?
You have this video gaming addiction. Well, good luck socializing with a woman at a bar or whatever, and then getting her to like you, and maybe you really like her, and she doesn't like you, and she hurts your feelings. Like there's a
まあそれはわかるよ。その気持ちはわかるけど、このさ、When I'm with a girl, I'll wish I was watching pornography ってなんかそのもうすでに女の子と一緒にいる時に、あ今 AV 見てる方がマシだったなみたいなさ、
oh, but,
実際そんな思うの。
Yeah, but the rest of the sentence is because I'll never get rejected. You know, he's talking about when he's with a girl, trying to have sex with her,
trying to. Rejected,
yeah,
so he'd rather watch porn.
Because there's a weird thing where it's okay for women to treat men like shit.
What?
Like, it's super common where women in these social environments, like at a bar or at a club, can be very rude to a guy that's, like, trying to talk to them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But if a guy can't really...Guys don't really do that to women. If
oh,
a girl
they
like,
do. Oh, trust
not,
me,
like,
they do.
Like,
a lot of guys, like,
that,
like even if
no
even
way.
If we're really polite to them, like some of them, actually a lot of them can't take rejection, so they'll well, like suddenly become really rude and say like weird rude shit to you, or they'll like just grab
the,
you.
Sure, but it's the guy that's being rejected.
Yeah,
generally,
mostly.
Right?
Yeah, true.
And that's the most hurtful part of the.The experience is
right.
being rejected.
Yeah.
You know, so I think a lot of guys would rather just avoid the risk of getting rejected.
Yeah, I guess that's understandable.
'Cause I know guys that are like this. You know, they've...
まあなんかそれでもいいんだ
と。They chase girls or then they end up having weird fantasies like, oh, this like reporter on TV is so cute. Like I need to figure out a way to like...meet this chick or something like they get weird because it's like you're I don't know I think it's a
so as a result you're saying it's not good
what's not good
like for someone to be like oh I'd rather watch porn than try to actually talk to real girls
well I don't know if it's good or bad I mean it's a complex issue I just think that you know this is something that is happening
このさ PIED ってどういうことなんだろうねその AV 見すぎて AV 以外でも立たなくなっちゃうってこと
Yes, this is a theory that Zimbardo has that if you watch too much pornography then
you, can't get,
you
it
get used to it and like you'll be watching like you can't just watch the same level of porn ずっと you have to kind of likeratchet it up gradually, right?
どんどん過激に
Yeah, and pretty soon. I mean, think about how weird porn gets. Like, people with porn addiction, I mean, they'll just go way off into, like, now we're bringing in, like, electric eels and, like, like crazy stuff. Like, weird contraptions and, like, S&M stuff and a bunch of crazy stuff going on, you know? It's the intensity of the experience that...That like gradually needs to be increased to compensate for the insensitivity.
すごい AV 過激な変な AV 見すぎて、もう普通のセックスでは全然興奮できないっていうこと?
Yeah, I also think like the standards for if you're you know not the most attractive dude, and then you're watching porn where it's all porn stars, like and you're looking at very attractive naked women with great bodies
right
well now that's what you want
まあね
yeah but someone like that someone like what you're attracted to may be out of your league, right, as we say.
なんかさ、変、超変なこと言うけどさ、人口の中で何パーセントぐらいの人がそういう、なんていうの、そういう問題に直面するもんなんだろうね。その確実に AV 女優とか AV に出てる子の方が自分がゲットできる女の子よりも全然可愛いし魅力的みたいな、そのせいで自分の彼女に興奮できないみたいなさ、
うん、
どれぐらいの確率でそんな
98%。
No fucking way.
Yeah, I just made that up. I don't know.
だってなんかさ、今ってさ AV ありすぎるから、ありすぎるし出てる子もさ大量にいるわけじゃん。だから それなりのにいろんなレベルの女の子は出てるじゃん。なんかもうすごいね、うん、スーパーモデルみたいな子もまれにいれば、まあ平均的な容姿の子もいるしさ、別に全員が全員ものすごい美人ってわけでもないわけじゃん。
うん。Yeah, and you're not gonna watch porn and then the next time you watch porn, you're watching girls that are less attractive, and you know, like it's the trend is gonna, it's going to trend towards having higher standards or, you know, for what gets you excited, right?
Right. Hmm. I don't know, it's so weird.
It is, it's definitely unnatural, because at one point, porn, like this kind of access to pornography is a recent phenomenon.
So then, like,
it's free and it's everywhere. Yeah. Like half of the internet is porn or something.
なんか日本の平安時代とかの、あの、資料とかを見てるとさ、覗きっていう文化があったじゃん。So like it was kind of accepted, like socially accepted. だからなんか結構絵とかでもお風呂屋さんの天井がちょっと開いてて女優の、で男の人たちが上からそれをなんか覗いて見てるみたいな資料とかも残ってるんだよね。だからそういうとこからさそういうなんかちょっとしたちょっと裸を覗くみたいなさとこからもうそんなレベルじゃないもんね、今ちょっと裸覗くレベルじゃないもんね。
Well, think about the Victorian era and how conservatively dressed people were, and what ended up happening is like ankles were highly sexualized. And then furniture started being sexualized. Like you started seeing weird.
あとなんかさ、うちらが若い時も、なんかこうあんまり肩を出すっていう女の人がなんかそこまで、なんかキャミソールとかって結構新しく出てきたものだし、あの、私がだからちっちゃい時は結構肩出してるとなんかエロって思ってたもん。だから、そうだよね、隠してれば隠してるほどね、ちょっと出てるだけでもうエロって思うよね。
Yeah, well, if you, let's say for example you live in a nudist home,
yeah,
and everyone's nude all the time, and you have nudist friends, and people are just, you're in, let's say you're in some sort of like closed off nudist community,
yeah,
well, you know, if you live in a nudist community and you can't just get an erection every time a nude person comes along after you've been living in this nudist community for like 10 years, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I kind of think of pornography as you're participating in some sort, like a similar experience.
そうだよね。だから慣れちゃえばね、本当に何にでも人間って慣れれるじゃん。どんなことにでも。
But you take a normal person, well, I don't know if normal is the right word, but a person that hasn't lived in a nudist colony,
right?
And they go there, like, good luck controlling, good luck controlling your, you know, sexual impulses or whatever else is going on in your head when you're surrounded by a bunch of naked people for the first time.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't know.
But this issue of feminization, I don't, you know, Zimbardo is talking about this masculinity crisis, but I think masculinity is not that important. I don't think that the you know, the these attributes of like the what constitutes the male ego, it's like,
sure.
It's,
I mean,
even if men become more feminized, like, so what?
そうね。ていうか、まあ、 面って一括りにして言うとあれだけどさ、その人によるじゃん。よるし、うん、女の子からの好みも全然違うからさ、草食男子草食男子って言うけど、草食じゃない男子も大量にいるわけじゃん。ただその草食っぽい男子がなんとなく目立ってきたみたいなことはあったのかもしれないけど、う
ん、だから But I mean there's definitely a trend, and one interesting theory for why that is in Japan is just the work culture.
Right.
And so like all these,
yeah,
so all it's a generation raised by women. Well, if all the boys are raised by women, they're going to be more feminized.
Right.
Right.
そうね、まあ、あとそのなんか女の人の扱い方とかもさ、やっぱ親から学ぶわけだからさ、mm. お母さんにねずっと習ってたらそれは女の人に優しくしなきゃいけないとかさ、mm. その俺について黙って俺についてこい的なのはさ、
yeah.
ね、お母さんはそれは息子にやれとは言わないわけじゃん、
mm. And if we change the work culture so that you know, more women are working now or have more complete careers now andI think men are generally more involved in raising their children、
right.
now, or at least hopefully that's the trend.、
Mm.
And then it'll kind of, I think it'll return that、sort of balance.、
Mm. あとなんか前にさ、ポッドキャストで紹介したか忘れちゃったけど、なんかあのそういうフェミニンなサイドがある男性の方が、その子育てとかも助けてくれるみたいなことで、エボリューショナリー的にも、なんかそういうサイドが若干ある方がモテるというか、女性に魅力的に映るみたいな研究もあったじゃん、うん、だから別にね、なんかそんなみんなマッチョで男らしいみたいなのがじゃなきゃいけないみたいなのはないよね、もちろん。い
や、
しかもなんかさ、結構本当にだから女の人らしい男の人というかさ、が好きな女の人もいるじゃん。 So I'm not one of them, but I love likeジェイソン・ステイタムみたいな人。
ジェイソン・ステイタム。
もうなんか、Jesus. メールホルモン、ホルモンまみれみたいな人。
yeah.
でもそれを日本人の、友達に言うと、超ドン引きされるもん。え、マミこの人がいいのみたいな。
ジェイソン・ステイタム。
ハゲてるし、おじさんだしみたいな感じで惹かれるけど、まあ、海外の人にジェイソン・ステイタム is hard みたいなこと言っても別に驚かれないじゃん。
うん、
その差もすごいよね。
Yeah, he's just a shit actor. That's my issue.
Well, he's an Olympian.
Oh,
is
he?
So that makes it... Yeah, he was like
a
swimmer. Olympic の水泳選手.
But so is... what's his name? Jen...
Who?
Jen... What's that guy? The...
Jen?
What's his...name
what's
the
what's
guy that got us the sex change recently?
Oh, the, Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, Bruce Jenner. Yeah, he's an Olympian too, but he's like the fruitiest dude.
Well,
ever.
now, yeah, now that he's a woman, it's different, but yeah. You know, if he
kind of mars the Olympic, like. Like the masculine.
本当面白いよね。本当だから同じオリンピック選手、元オリンピック選手とは言ってもさ。
Mm.
ね、その後どうなるかっていうのは本当に
We've got Jason Statham and this Bruce Jenner guy, like polar opposites.
そうだね、そうだね、本当だよね。あれも面白いよね。ずっとなんかみんながどっちなんだろう、どうなんだろうなって wonder してたら、ついに認めたもんね。
You know, I think more and more men are kind of coming out as trans.Gender, I don't know if that's the right way to say it.
なんかさ、そのやっぱ偏見とかもちょっと減ってきたりとかによってさ、その元々例えばよく分かんなくて、自分はただ女装が好きなだけと思ってるとさ、ただの変なフェチと思われちゃうからなかなか言い出せないとかさ、あるじゃん。でもそれがね、なんか理解が周りの理解が深まっていて、ジャッジされなくなってきたら、まあ言いやすいよね、やっぱ人にも。
It was weird. I was watching an interview of Bruce Jenner. I can't believe we're talking about Bruce Jenner.
I know. But, I can't believe you brought it up.
But I just saw this interview with him, and he was like, "No, I've known that I'm a woman inside like this whole time." Because he's had like wives and
yeah, kids.
Kids and everything. And in this interview, he's like, "Can I?" He's like, starts talking in this feminine voice. He's like, "Can I just?" put my ponytail down. He like pulls the like what are those scrunchie? I don't know, whatever
rubber
it's called,
band.
The rubber thing out of his hair, and he like lets his hair down and like shakes his head and like his hair is like flowing. It's like a Pantene Pro-V commercial. I'm just like, this is really weird. Like I felt really weird watching.
なんかさ、別にいいんだけど、どっちでも。なんかさ、それ奥さん的にそれを言われたらどう思うかって思わない？ちょっとなんかずっと自分は女って分かってたって、自分の旦那がさ何十年とか十何年とか経ってさ、mm. 子供も一緒にできてから言われたらさ、先言ってよみたいな、なんで隠してたのみたいな思いそう。なんかショックじゃない、yeah. それはさすがに。
Well, you know, it's a difficult situation for both of them, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, but still, like, if I was his wife, I would be like, couldn't you have just told me earlier, like, than yeah. now? Like, after, you know, they have, like, grandchildren and stuff now, so.
It's like, yeah, it kind of it's like throws I could a wrench have been, into the whole thing.
Yeah, it's like I could have been with someone who was happy with me.
And isn't a woman inside.
Yeah, like instead of like being with someone who's like wishing that I'm a man, you know, like it's like, oh, I really wish it was a man.
No, I don't think he wished that, like he's still attracted to women.
Oh.
I think.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what he said in
the interview. I guess that kind of makes it a little
he's like,
better.
But he's not, he's like a...
For the wife?
I don't know.
Hmm.
It's tricky business.
It is pretty tricky.
So he... A new study titled The Intergenerational Transmission of Anxiety, a Children of Twins study, published in AJP in Advance, has found that the connection between parental and offspring anxiety and neuroticism is actually environmental rather than genetic. In other words, children actually learn anxious behaviors from their parents rather than inherit them genetically. The researchers used data from 387 monozygotic twin families and 489 dizygotic twin families to quantify the effects of genetic and non-genetic effects that make members of nuclear families behave alike. The study found that there is significant direct environmental transmission from parents to their offspring, but no evidence of significant genetic transmission. The study is the first to establish that anxiety is inherited through the way that parents raise their children rather than through genetics.
AJP in Advance に掲載された研究で、親子で不安障害や神経症を患っている場合、原因は遺伝ではなく環境要因が大きいことが分かりました。つまり子供に遺伝するのではなく、不安障害などから来る親の言動や考え方を子供が見て自然に学んでしまっているということです。研究では387組の一卵性ソーセージを持つ家族と489組の二卵性ソーセージを持つ家族のデータを使って家庭内で言動が似てくる遺伝的要因と環境要因を定量的に分析しました。すると親の言動が直接環境的に子どもに移ることがはっきり確認できた一方で遺伝的要因の根拠は見つかりませんでした。これは不安障害などが遺伝ではなく子育ての過程で子供に受け継がれていることを示す初の研究となりました。でもなんとなくわかる気もする。なんか私そのうつ病になった時に結構そのパニック障害じゃないけどそういう本当にエンザイエリー、なんか不安アタックみたいなとかも起きるようになって。なんかそういう時って普段の自分の考え方と全く違う考え方をしちゃうわけじゃん。もうなんか脳の認知の部分がおかしくなってるわけだから、その全然大したことじゃなくてももうやばいってもうこの世の終わりみたいに思っちゃったりとか、簡単なちっちゃいことでやらなきゃいけないことでもあこんなことできないみたいに思っちゃったりとか、なんかもういつもの自分と全然違うわけじゃん。で自分はそれが通常の時はさそれが普通じゃないとかそれがやっぱり病気のせいでおかしくなってるって分かってるからいいけど周りからすると分かんないじゃん。今この人は何に影響されてこういう反応しているかっていうのは、だからそれを例えば自分が子供できてそういうのをずっと見てたらなんかそれが普通っていうか正しいって思ったらそういう風になっちゃいそうだなとはよく思ってる。
There are very interesting subtle feedback loops betweenparents and their children from the very beginning. of their interactions with each other. It begins. And there's actually a very interesting TED Talk that was on this, not exactly this subject, but I forget who the speaker was. He had like a strange name.
Okay.
But they filmed like years of him from the time they like brought this kid home. They like filmed and recorded everything that happened in the house and tracked all the people and tracked everything that was said. And subconsciously, there is a weird feedback loop. There's a weird, like the behavior of the child influences the behavior of the parent, which influences the baby of the child. And the way that children learn language is just really fascinating and like magical. There's like a weird, it's like the subconscious thing that occurs with ants in an ant colony or birds that change direction in flight simultaneously. Human beings have that thing with their children that parents aren't aware of.
Right, right.
And so this study makes a lot of sense to me, that children and parents kind of sync up in the way that they behave towards things, and the you know, any anxiety or neuroticism will be transferred quite easily.
なんかこういう、まあ、あの症状とかじゃなくても、なんか最近よく自分でも思うのは、なんかテレビでなんか見た時とかに、あ、この芸能人あんま好きじゃないとか思った時に、でもよくその人のこと知らないから、なんで好きじゃないのかなって思って遡って考えると、どっかで自分のお母さんが、あ、もうこの人嫌いみたいな言ってたとかで、なんかもう嫌いって自分でもそう思ってる、別に特に理由もなく、だからその芸能人だけじゃなくて、多分すごいいろんなことでそういうのあると思うんだよね。食べ物とかもそうじゃん、お母さんがすごい好き嫌い多いと、あ、もうこんなに気持ち悪くて食べられないとかずっと言ってると、子供もそう思っちゃって食べれなくなっちゃうとかさ、だからまあ、だからこれも分かりやすいというかね。
Yeah, and it's also going to be a weird mixture of the influences from both parents.
Right, right. そうだよね。二人だもんね。
Then one child, you know, has a feedback loop with one parent. That parent has some weird feedback loop with the other parent, which then goes back to the child. It's just like a weird, you know,
そうだね。
transfer of, I mean, it's everything. It's body language, it's facial expressions, it's the way you move, the way you talk, just all kinds of things are non-genetic and transferred by parentally through just these non-genetic weird feedback loops like this.
Right. So, なんか言語が通じなくても動物とかもそうっていうじゃん。その一緒に暮らしてて、例えばその飼い主がものすごいいつもストレスとかで、なんか機嫌悪かったりとか、まあ、悲しんでばっかりとかだと、その飼ってる猫とか犬も、まあ、ちょっとうつ気味になっちゃったりとか、なんかそういう問題行動を起こしたりとか、なんかだから言語で別にそういうやり取りをしてなかったとしても、そういうのが伝わっちゃうみたいなのは子供にもありそうだよね。
You know, they're saying that there was no significant evidence of genetic transmission, but I think thatSometimes things that are categorized as being non-genetic and environmental, it can actually be a mixture of both. Because environmental factors largely influence the expression of genetic bits, right? So, you know, the environment can influence the way genes are expressed. And this study kind of draws a really...sharp line between the two, which kind of bothers me, but
まあだからあれじゃない、もともと真逆がずっと言われてきたから、その差を出すために、まああえてあの強調しているのかもしれないけどね、これは。
And there's an old, yeah, the old argument of nature versus nurture. And on a huge range of issues, researchers have disagreed on whether something is nature or whether it is nurture.
Right.
I think the trend has recently is more that many times it's both.
そうだね。そうだね。最近そういうの多いもんね。大体なんかどっちもでしたみたいなさ。結局どっちかっていうふうにはもうもちろん言い切れないっていう。 Yeah, it's really interesting. 怖いよね。だからこういうの読みすぎてるからもはや。自分の子供でいた時さ、もうどうしていいか分かんないよ。怖いよ。もうなんか適当にできなくなっちゃいそう。Like, ah, こうやって言ったらどうなっちゃうかとかさ。
Yeah, you get anxious about it.
Yeah, about like everything. Like, oh shit. That's also not good for sure.
Well, so. Yeah. But it may be unavoidable to a certain extent. You know, that's...
Yeah.
And there, I think there are good and bad qualities to things like anxiety. Sometimes anxiety is a good thing. You know?
Is it though? I mean, like... なんかその
bad... It can be a powerful motivator, or it can draw a special awareness to a particular issue. I think, you know, we try to categorize certain things like anxiety or neuroticism as being good or bad, but I think it's very much situational.
To some extent, but like when it becomes severe, then I think it's really difficult to find the silver lining to it because...
Yeah, severe anything sounds bad.
Cause, yeah, because you can't even have a normal life, you know, or a normal day even. So それだかね、ちょっと心配とか、なんか自分もなんか最近は結構減ってきたけど、やっぱ there are bad days, right? そういう時になんかなんだろう、やっぱ自分の普段と違う考え方を自動的にしちゃってるから、なんか周りの人がそれを分かってればいいけど、
well,
子供とかさ分かんないじゃん。
I think you can't really think like this is how I usually act and now I'm acting differently. I think people are always changing over time.
Yeah.
And so like
well,
who you are right now is who you are right now. And
yeah, but
and you know to try to get back to like who you were at some point, I think that's kind of a dead end.
Yeah, and I think that could be dangerous too, but then it's difficult when you still remember how you used to think about certain things and it's harder when the transition became super fast or like suddenly. It's just like you're suddenly a different person.
That happens to me all the time though. I think you kind of just gotta go with it.
Yeah, so ne. だから, yeah, I don't know. It's like when small things seem to be super overwhelming when it's really not. とかなんか, なんだろう. Yeah, I don't know. It's really weird. It's really weird when I think about like dealing with kids.
Well, nobody is, you know, we think like if you're a normal, healthy person, you've got like everything's kind of in order and there's nobody like that. You know, everyone has weird psychological issues and things that they have to address and weird insecurities or weird anxiety issues. And everyone, you know, just being alive is
difficult.
It's challenging, you know, to manage your own psyche, especially when you start to become so aware of yourself. Like when you get to the point where you know, I think, you know, if you're like 16, 17 years old, you're kind of just going with it.
Right,
more.
Right.
But once you mature and you're like mid, late 20s, 30s, you're starting to like, you know,
You're just too aware of yourself.
Yeah. And then you can be too critical of yourself and that can like make things even more difficult. I don't know.
It's, yeah.
But I think if you just remember that everyone is kind of dealing with similar things. Maybe not the same problems, but some variety of psychological impediment.
やっぱだから周りの人のサポートが大事だよね、すごい。だからそうやってあーってなっちゃった時に今マイケルが言ったみたいなことを言ってくれる人がいれば、あそうだよなってちょっと落ち着けるかもしれないけど、さなんか誰にも言えないみたいな感じでさ、一人で考えてるともうなんか悪化の一途みたいな感じになっちゃうじゃん。
Well, you know, we especially with like social media now, you look at Facebook, it's like everyone is like so ちゃんとしてる and traveling and
partying.
Yeah, like no one'sreally the image that people give off to other people is partially manufactured all the time. But you have a clear, full, you're exposed to the full flawed version of yourself sometimes.
Right.
Maybe not the full flawed version, but certainly flaws are more visible to you than they are to people that look at your, you know, there's someone else that's like 落ち込んでる on Facebook or whatever, looking at you, and it's like, wow, she has like all this, she's so happy and she has all these things together, but my life is a mess.
Yeah,
and it's just a, everyone's doing the same sort of thing where they're buying into this illusion.
そうね。何なんだろうね、それ。Like, why do we do that to each other? Like, it's so weird.
I don't know. It's all part of the process.
Hmm. Okay. 以上ですか?
Yep. 以上です。
何?文字起こしのテキストを iPhone と Android のアプリから購入できますので、ここマイケル何言ってたかなみたいな気になる人はぜひ使ってみてください。アプリ自体は無料だよね、
うん、
あと、宇宙トレーナー Amazon で売ってますので、欲しい方、もう暑くなっちゃったけどね。
ね。
そう、超暑いよね。
save it for fall。
そうだね。今日めっちゃ暑いよね、30度とか。なんか今日早く歩けなかったもん、なんか暑すぎて。
Yeah, this is like my first time wearing a tank top in Japan this year。
そうだね、やっとだけどね、もうなんかずっと暑くなったり寒くなったりだったけどさ、
mm.
Yeah,
but there's another 台風 coming でしょ。
ね、なんか土曜日とかなんか雨マークになってた。
もうどんどん来るよね、これから。
Yeah, そうだね、6月梅雨だしね、
mm. I love the naming of typhoons. We have no guidelines for like
日本はあれじゃない、数字だよね、なんか、mm. 今年何番目みたいな分かり。アメリカは台風は名前つけない、ハリケーンだっけ名前つけるのは。
Well, they don't have 台風 over there. They're all hurricanes. And so we have like Hurricane Katrina. So now everyone that's named Katrina is like
annoyed.
Stuff like
that. そうだよね。あれなんか女の人の名前をいつもつけるっていうのも面白いよね。誰が決めたのか知らないけど、
I wonder if they're still doing that.
They do though, right?
Do they? It's still always women's, female names?
なんか男の名前聞いたことなくない?
It's weird. We should just give them numbers. Like, these things kill people. Why are we calling them like Bob
or whatever? Cute names, yeah.
Silly.
日本のは分かりやすいよね。今年何回目っていうのでさ。
But they use the... I don't know where the names are coming from, but someone in... There are names for 台風. The most recent one, number 6 was named like, nandakke, toun or I don't know, like weird.
Nani sore? Shiranai.
He. Yeah. It's funny. It's funny.
Anyways. Minna, kiyotsukete kudasai. Ikitsuzuki Twitter, Facebook, Instagram yatte masu node.質問とかある方はツイッターが一番、返事しやすいのでぜひお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
バイ
バイ。